Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. We've been talking today with Derek Druschel from the Joey's Pet Outfitter store on Grand River, just before you get to Williamston when you're heading east. And Derek, before the break, I had mentioned, I was interested in the various foods that you see available. A lot of them are mentioning 100% complete and balanced. I'm also curious to know about the various foods that you see at the various veterinarians' locations. What can you tell us about both of those?
Well, I guess I'll start with the 100% complete and balanced. It's quite a claim to make. You know, I'm not a big fan of it personally. Basically, you're telling folks that you know exactly what a particular dog or cat or animal should have at this particular point in their life. And say this is 100% complete and balanced for puppies or for adults. I got one company even now that I could fill my whole store with just their brand of food alone and not have enough room for the other brands because they have a number 57 for Labrador Retriever and number 23 for Shih Tzu or whatever. Because, you know, the Shih Tzu needs less protein and the Labrador needs more fat. And I mean, can you imagine what these animals did in their life, you know, before we came along with our wonderful dry cereal to feed them, right? You know, you look around, well, that, you know, see a deer running by, it doesn't have enough protein, so they go and get the rabbit instead. I mean, you know, it's insane, you know, and that's not how we eat either. You know, you think about what does your doctor tell you, and you say, eat more apples, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables. It doesn't say you need to have this much fruit, this much, you know, it's silly. You know, and we do break that down too, I suppose, but you know, nobody's out there counting like that.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that it's a lot more marketing than it necessarily is about the actual issue of pet nutrition.
Well, it's not so much, too, I don't want to say it's just marketing. It's just how we've been built. I mean, we figure that, you know, the nutrition industry for a long time has just kind of figured that they can bring it right down to calculations and charts. The thing is that every year or so, they go back and they reexamine their charts. And instead of saying, well, shoot, we were wrong about how much protein a senior dog needed. I mean, recently we had a food, they upped the protein in senior dog foods. They used to, senior foods always had lower protein and fat because they thought, you know, because they're less active. Well, find out later is that the systems of these seniors don't process and digest as well and as efficiently as they used to. So they actually need more protein available there waiting for their system to grab because it doesn't do it as well as it used to. Well, instead of going back to the drawing board and say, well, we got everything wrong, you know, they say, oh, well, we just changed the protein. Everything else was right. You got to fix that. You got to fix the entire thing, and they don't do that. They just say, well, we know exactly what your dog or cat needs, and they also say that all that matters is that percentage. You know, it says 100% complete. Say, well, we got 27% protein, we got 16 fat, and it's all good, and it doesn't matter how we got there. It doesn't matter if we use byproducts. It doesn't matter if we use leather. I mean, you know, there's things that most members of the industry, I don't think, are using these things. But if you saw some of the stuff that's actually approved to be used, I mean, it'd make your skin crawl.
And I think that one advantage, I walked into your store and dropped at my foot was a Frisbee by a cattle dog, and that was fun. But I guess what...
Annie's great. She's a trip.
And Annie was fun. It made my whole visit much, much more enjoyable. Broke the ice. I was in there looking for you. You weren't there, but
sorry about
I looked
that.
Around and checked out what has just an incredible selection. But the idea is that, you know, you're right there at the foothills of different customers that come in, you know, and we're in the same boat where there's basically a lot of conversation. You're the type of store that cares. You're the type of store that talks a lot. You're the type of store that communicates a lot.
Oh, I talk a lot, for sure.
Yeah, well, but the point is you're gaining experiences as things go through, and sometimes seeing is believing, and listening to what your customers have been successful with can sometimes be as powerful as, you know, reading the side of the bag. Not that reading the side of the bag isn't important, but like you said, you know, there's only so much we can learn, and then there's experience.
Well, and like, I guess part of the point I'm trying to make is that these companies can really manipulate what it says on the side of the bag.
Sure.
So, you know, they can do those grain fractions to get that chicken higher. You can say something like 100% complete and balanced on the top. So yeah, and the results have been really fun to see because it makes you feel good about what you're doing when you have somebody come in and say that things worked for them. Yep. And you see the dog and you see them look better. We see our own dogs. I mean, it's not like we're selling something that we're not using ourselves.
Right.
You know, we use the same things on our own pets.
I've been kind of excited over the years. You know, it used to be just a premium dog food and then the grocery store. And then it seems as if about 10 years ago, we started seeing this whole super premium dog food lines, or at least challenging the institutions of learning dog food lines. And it's changed everybody's approach to the dog food industry, and it's really opened up the eyes to the consumer.
There's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healthy competition. There's so many foods. I can't keep it straight. I still have customers come in, as many of the foods as I know about, and, you know, people come in and they see, you know, I see foods in here I've never seen before. People come in and still stump me with one. You know, they, do you have this? And what is that? I mean, I haven't seen that.
Right. And I went through last night just to look up, like, from an internet perspective of, and some quality reference, there was like the top 10 dog foods that this particular consumer-driven
kind of community
group was recommending.
Sure.
I'll bet you I saw almost all 10 of those dog food lines on your shelf. So
that's good.
You must be on the right path. But the idea is that the consumer needs to be more informed.
I built that website. No, I'm
there you go. Yeah, right. There you go. He's really actually a mad genius with the internet and just happens to have a retail outfit. I'll tell you what, if you were a mad genius with the internet, you probably wouldn't be in the pet business.
And created phony people to comment on it.
I'm not trying to necessarily tip my hat off to that particular analysis, but the consumer can actually go out there now and learn a whole lot more about pet food nutrition than they've ever been able to learn before. And I think that's partly why you don't see the same old over the many, many years. This last 10 years has been a real amazing eye-opener.
Well, you see stuff now, you have mid-priced options. You have the $30 bags, you have $40 bags. I mean, we have stuff in our store that's upwards of $60 now, but they all have their merits, and they all have there's tons of quality in all of these foods. And, you know, what's funny is even with, you know, getting back to your question earlier, you asked me about the prescription diets. It's funny that even my most expensive, you know, high-end food on the shelf is cheaper than the prescription diets. And you look at the prescription diets, you actually look at the ingredients, and to be frank, it's awful. They use BHA, they use BHT, thoxiquin, these chemical preservatives. You know, look for things like propylene glycol, artificial sweetener to make the food more palatable. You know, and these things are supposed to treat disease. I mean, you know, it's kind of the same old thing as, you know, people have cancer and they go to the hospital, and what do cancer cells feed on? Well, they find that they feed on simple carbohydrates, sugars, starches. Well, what is the hospital cafeteria feeding these patients? Jell-O. Instant potatoes, you know. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Mm-hmm. So while they're giving them chemo and they're working on attacking the cancer cells that way, they're actually feeding the cells on the other side.
Right. So. And we're not necessarily. There are situations I know because I have, you know, veterinarians that we work with on a day to day basis, and there's probably a specific need for those particular formulas for that particular health related risk.
Oh, you
gotta
sure.
be a little careful. Yep. And getting them off of that. But at the same time, don't necessarily let it be a life sentence for that particular animal.
Well, you know, and there's a couple of things. Like they sell, you know, they'll sell like an FP, which is the fish and potato diet. Mm-hmm. You can find a fish and potato diet over the counter anytime.
Good point.
I mean, there's
good
no
point.
Prescription to that.
Right.
You know, they'll find, you know, they have diet foods. Mm-hmm. And the diet food, I mean, the first ingredient in the can, I think, is water. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of them, I mean, cans are high moisture, but when the first ingredient is water, you know, and then you'll see it's just basically just meant to be empty calories. To fill, and really not many calories either. It's meant to try and keep the dog feeling full, but basically starve him back to the healthy
weight.
So when
there's a prescription diet, the main thing is whether you use that prescription diet or you venture from that, at least understand what you're trying to accomplish and maybe be a little smarter about how to go about doing that.
Right. I mean, we've had a lot of people successful, even with some of the stuff that sounds like you shouldn't venture into, you know, like, oh, that's only a vet's territory. You know, we have something called special needs. We'll mention the manufacturer at the moment, but the special needs diet is specifically targeted toward, you know, being an alternative option to fixing problems that prescription diets are normally prescribed for.
Derek, we've just really touched on a lot of this subject. If the audience is interested or wants more detail about what we've talked about, how can they get in touch with you besides coming into the store? Can you give them your web address or other ways to get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, it's pretty simple. It's www.joeyspetoutfitters.com. you can interact with us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Joey's Pet Outfitters. And we have twitter.com/Joey's Outfitters, cut the pet out on the Twitter. And you can follow us there. You can keep up with what we're commenting on, which Twitter's more of a fun thing. We kind of joke around about what we're doing with the dogs on a particular day. But you can always comment on our Facebook, you know, send us a message, post on the wall, or get us, there's a contact form on the website too, and you can email us. So,
well, we'd love to have you come out again and continue this conversation, because I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface when it comes to the entire issue of health. And for any of our listeners who want to email us with any questions you've got, you can always send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com and just give us your questions. We're glad to forward it if they can't get a hold of you anyway. So thank you, Derek. We appreciate your coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Great. And in our next section, we're going to have a chance to deal with the Australian Cattle Dog Rescue here in Michigan, a very interesting breed that we'll have a great conversation about right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.